Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, Oakwood recently announced the launch of the Unlimited Collection by Oakwood, a new brand which allows for a curation of independent properties which leverage Oakwood's hospitality management expertise and distribution network. In a landmark partnership with 8M Real Estate, three of Singapore's boutique hotels will fall under new branding next year, under the new Unlimited Collection by Oakwood banner. Now, we're joined today by Dean Schreiber, and he's the Interim Chief Executive Officer at Oakwood, to find out more about Oakwood's strategic partnership with 8M Real Estate. Dean, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Rachel, and thank you, Primetime, for having me on the show.
It's absolutely wonderful to have you with us. So first tell us, Oakwood's launched a new hospitality brand called the Unlimited Collection by Oakwood. Tell us more about this new brand and what you're bringing to the scene.
So Oakwood has two customers, our owners of the property, and who the properties that we manage, and guests who stay with us. And we listen to both of them. So the Unlimited Collection really was a creation to bring together a portfolio of those independent properties and giving them a platform to retain their unique position and their iconic nature. And at the same time, the owner can then really leverage on Oakwood's hospitality management expertise and distribution network. So for the owners, this gives them really the sanctuary of a global brand while allowing their properties to retain their DNA. Now for the guests, our other customers, they often ask us what's next, and we love innovating for them. So the Unlimited Collection is really special. Whilst we always like to give surprises and have surprises up our sleeve in any of our core Oakwood properties, if I take the analogy of being in the festive season now, the Unlimited Collection is really like a gift. It's the outside wrapping being really special, and in this case, it's the architecture, the heritage nature of the property. But what's really special is what's inside, and that's the properties in this Unlimited Collection by Oakwood is ready to surprise you and delight you. So that's what I think we're bringing. We're bringing a new product into the market that really is unique and offering just a diversity of experiences and a curated journey for the customer.
So Dean, tell us, because the Unlimited Collection by Oakwood, as you've mentioned, it brings three boutique hotels into the new brand portfolio. Can you tell us a little bit more about who these are really catered to, that unique present, as you put it?
So yeah, absolutely. Well, what I was alluding to before is that really seek comfort and consistency, and that's what we deliver under our core Oakwood brand. The Unlimited Collection by Oakwood, however, is really designed for that independent traveler who's seeking out to celebrate life through discovering of new experiences. You know, they kind of want to write their own journey. They're you know, out there seeking something that's a little bit different. They want to immerse themselves in that local culture. And with our first three properties right here in Singapore under this Unlimited Collection by Oakwood, which is Kesar House, Ang Siang House, and Wanderlust, they're in the heart of Chinatown and Little India. And so there's no other way to experience have a local experience than staying right in the heart of those sort of properties where those properties are located. And together with our partnership with 8M Real Estate, they've really allowed us to create that journey to really not have to conform to what we do in say our core brand, which is giving that consistent experience, but to really be experimental with the offering.
Dean, tell us, is this the first time that Oakwood has ventured into the hotel sphere, and what's that like?
Well, you know, it's true, Rachel. We've always been at the core of our business has been service apartments, but the foundation has been that service apartment product. But our heart is really in hospitality, and we've always believed in our company that, yes, you can please all of the people all of the time. So we're not really a stranger to hotel operations. In fact, the entire team comes from a hotel background. We pioneered service departments about 50 years ago, but we've maintained that the essence of what we do well, which is providing the premium of space, allowing for that total independence of living in a service department. You have all the facilities there, your own washing machine, your kitchen facilities, all the utensils. So a guest can be really absolutely independent, not requiring anything from us at all, but have that pampering on call as soon as he wants it or as soon as he requires it. So we've always played a little bit in that hotel space. And in fact, many of our properties have a hotel license as well as the service department license. And being able to blend that long stay, that short stay, has allowed us only to deliver really good returns for both the owners and really good experiences, the best of both worlds for the guests. So not new to us. We operate hotels globally as part of our portfolio. So this is the first time we've had really a standalone collection of hotels to support our service department product.
So can you tell me then, just building on from that, how will this new hospitality brand strengthen the group's market position here?
Well, having such a diversity in our offering, it really allows us to provide accommodation solutions to an entire market. There's different price points and different experience levels. So we can really match everyone's needs from whether you're a corporate traveler, whether you're relocating, a leisure traveler, or just a staycationer. We always have a product that remains relevant to the customer's needs. And I think that's allowing us to go deeper into the market, have a wider target audience, and really capture everybody's accommodation needs.
We're speaking with Dean Schreiber, Interim Chief Executive Officer at Oakwood. So Dean, I've got to ask you, you know, while the circuit breaker may be over, without international tourism, it's really been a difficult year for the hospitality sector. But what does this particularly mean for smaller hotels like the ones that are being launched?
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. It certainly has been a tough year. I think what for us, for Oakwood, we're great in that the fact that we've actually remained a little bit immune. We haven't been immune to COVID, but we've certainly remained resilient throughout this whole pandemic. And it's allowed us to really keep all of our properties open throughout this crisis. So at the same time, you know, we've seen unprecedented closures of hotels around the world, thousands of hotel rooms just shut, some permanently. So I noted that, and that's our model is and have gravitated towards it. So I think for small hotel owners now and the smaller properties, they've seen the importance of the sanctuary of a global brand and our ability to survive really periods of upheaval. And we do that through sharing of resources, for being really smart about how we operate the properties. So for us, no property is too small. We welcome any owner that has a small property with the open arms to join the Unlimited Collection by Oakwood, because I think it really gives them a strong platform with which to, again, as I said right at the start, retain the essence of their independence and their DNA, yet have access to global branding, global marketing, global reach.
And just following on from that, I've got to ask you, how do you see the hospitality industry landscape really evolving on the back of what's happened in the past year? And what else are you doing to keep up?
You know, Rachel, that's an excellent question and exactly what makes my job exciting. Landscape, as you say, is really always ever-evolving. There's always new players entering into the market. The competition keeps us on our toes. Our customers keep us on our toes. But we've always been really reaching for new heights. And so we already have an advantage. You know, we're constantly striving in our team to be industry leaders and first movers. And so for us, it's going to be about remaining, it's going to be focusing on customization, not generalization. I mean, we should be working always on the customer's time and what the customer wants. They shouldn't have to conform to what we in the industry want them to do, right? This whole idea of checking in at 2 p.m. and checking out at 10 a.m. I mean, hospitality is about exactly that. It's hospitality, it's listening to your customer, listening to what they want. So as long as we stay on top of that, as long as we listen to our customers and we listen to the owners as well, I think we're going to have a very bright future. Like I said, you know, we're always about surprise and delight, so I don't want to give away too many secrets of what happens when a customer arrives, but our Unlimited Collection by Oakwood is really, like I said, that gift under the tree, and I think that you'll really want to open it.
So tell us more then. I mean, you seem very optimistic of the year ahead. What are you excited to see as we head into 2021?
Human beings are creatures of habit, and I think we'll all gravitate back to the way we did things, and hopefully only the good things that we did, right? I think we've seen through COVID, if you remember back in the circuit breaker, how clear the air was, how little traffic there was on the road, how resourceful we were as human beings to adapt to the situation. And I'm hopeful that whilst I think we all want to go back and travel, that we all want to see the world and conduct our business have our holidays and stay in great properties, I'm hopeful that there's a lesson in here somewhere, and that we're all smart about what we do in the future. I think for us as an industry, where we've had to be really resourceful, we've had to work with our customers and get their buy-in to some of the things that we've had to do through COVID, closing gyms, closing swimming pools, social distancing, maybe shutting down some of our restaurants. But I believe that moving forward and in 2021, fingers crossed, we're going to be able to provide all of those things that made travel fun and exciting again.
Well, Dean, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. I know that we're all looking forward to traveling again when we can and when it's safe to do so.
Excellent, Rachel. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Prime Time right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.